You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.
Hello, you're listening to English for Everyone with me, Benna Flynn. We are so excited to have on the phone today Ellie James from Bumpkin Island. Their album Always Bright is our album of the week. You're going to be hearing it a lot every single day. We're absolutely loving it. It came out on the 3rd of February on Patch Rock, Le Disque Normal. And yeah, we've got Ellie James, singer and keyboardist from the group, on the phone today. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great, brilliant. So we're just going to talk about various things. I really want to know about how you got together as a band and how it all started, because you're a member of various different bands. And yeah. I want to know how you came to join Bumpkin Island.
Yeah, so the band started in 2011.
Right.
So it's been quite a while now. And it all started out with our sound engineer, Glenn, that started the project as a producer kind of in his house in Côte d'Armor. And slowly but surely he asked some of his friends to join the project at home to kind of record voices and guitars. And I didn't know them back then, but there was a lead singer that was leaving for Boston, so they needed to find someone else, and they thought of me. So that's how I joined the band.
So that came out. So you're described as a Rennes-based band, but you're mentioning Côte d'Armor there. Where do you kind of place yourselves? Do you see yourself as part of a Rennes music scene? Is there much of a Rennes music scene, would you say?
Well, yeah, because it all started out in 2011, so it was quite a while ago. And back then, some of the band members did live in Côte d'Armor, but right now we all live in Rennes. And I do think we are part of a kind of Rennes scene. We've got quite a few musician friends and bands that we kind of fit in with, like Totoro, Mermont, and all that. So yeah, it's a really great town to play music and to create and have fun.
Cool, great. And you're playing in Rennes on the 10th of March, I believe. You seem to be doing quite a few gigs around in France at the moment. You're coming to Nantes. Our listeners will be pleased to hear you guys are coming to Nantes on the 29th, I think.
Yep.
Playing with Bantam
29th
Lions.
Of April.
Of March.
Sorry.
March, yeah. Good. I've got my facts right.
With our good friend from Bantam Lions that come from Nantes too, so it's going to be a nice evening at the Ferrailleur.
Great, yeah. Sorry, yes, that's at Ferrailleur. And we'll all come down for that. We're really excited for that.
Cool. Great.
So yeah, that's one for you listeners. That's 29th of March at the Ferrailleur.
So we're playing on the 10th of March in Rennes too,
yeah.
Our release party.
Great. So good. I mean, we interviewed Eerie Wonder last week, and as good as their album was, they're not on tour anymore. So this is good, positive stuff. So let's talk about your album, because that's what this is all about. It's a very kind of scenic sound to me. It's very vast. You've got tracks like Your Other, where there's a kind of balalaika stuff going on, and you've got bugle. And a track like Head Over Heels. Well, sorry, in Head Over Heels, you begin by saying, "Show me how to get to shore." Is there a kind of deliberately kind of big, vast, kind of scenic, landscapey thing going on? Also, you're called Bumpkin Island, obviously. Is that the intention?
Yeah, well, it's kind of always been in our vein of music where people often say it's kind of music you want to listen to when watching films or stuff like that.
Okay.
If you want to travel. And I think with the first album, we were even more into that kind of music with sounds that were kind of inspired by Icelandic music and Canadian artists and stuff like that. A lot of post-rock kind of big envolée lyrique, is it to say? I'm sorry for my French.
No, that's fine.
But with this album, there's some songs like Your Other that are kind of nice, typical songs with a refrain, couplet and all that. But there's some new styles too, where it's kind of more trance-like nearly and with samples and a lot of electronical sound.
So yeah, because on that...
kind of moving towards a new style too.
Yeah, I was going to mention, because how much would you say this is a departure from your first album? Because you've got, a little bit more electro stuff in the beginning of certain songs, but then you've still got, you've spoken about Radiohead before And there's still that lovely kind of sprawling sound that you're getting in Spectacular Lives, the beginning of Nightingale as well.
Yeah.
Would you say you've really... I mean, to me, it sounds a lot more... could we say it's more poppy than the first album?
Yeah, kind of. I think because on the first album, it was still Glenn's that kind of produced it and kind of composed most of the songs, with inviting lots of friends and orchestral stuff and all that. And with this album, there's only six of us now, and Glenn isn't composing anymore.
Right.
And we kind of wanted to find our own sound, so we recorded everything live. So it was kind of, it's more kind of straightforward music. It's less, maybe the arrangements are less complicated on some of the songs.
Sure.
And I think that's what makes it, yeah, kind of more poppy, more straightforward. There's some choruses that stay in the head and that you want to sing along with. So, but we didn't really think about it. It just came naturally.
Okay.
Now that there's the six of us composing together and all that.
Nice. Because I was going to go on to mention that, actually, how it feels like a more live-centric album. Was it one that you created that you could perform directly live when you were doing gigs? Because you recorded with 9 people before, I think, on the first album.
Yeah, that's it. And now we've moved down to 6 now on stage. And it was something... In between the two albums, we spent 2 years recording EPs and trying out new stuff because we wanted to change our sound and kind of work out what worked best for us.
So, sure.
So it was kind of a learning curve where we tried out different types of production, different types of music making and recording, and we noticed that it always sounded better when we played live and recorded live, and it's easier to play live afterwards, gigs too. So that's what we're doing right now. Actually, we're en résidence at the UBU in Rennes, and we're preparing our new set, our new live set. So, but it's not that complicated because most of the songs are quite easy to play live.
Right. Okay. Well, I was gonna say, talking about homework, the EPs that you released in between the two albums, because you're part of Mermont and Emacha. And I wondered if, obviously there you can hear that you're kind of honing your sound for your second album. But I also wondered if that was a problem of synchronizing calendars, because there are so many of you. And it must be hard to get together to sort things out.
Well, you kind of have to be really well organized to kind of manage to coincide all of the periods and all that.
Yeah.
So, and in Bumpkin Island, you know, everyone plays in lots of different projects too, and some of them are light engineers, sound engineers for theatre, for dance projects. So yeah, you just have to kind of be really organised and think in advance for everything. But I've been quite lucky because everything's fallen quite well, really. With Mermont, we're recording right now a new album that will be coming out beginning of 2018, I think. And so that's when Bumpkin will have finished touring normally. So it's all kind of planning out fine for all of us, and thank God for that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. So, I mean, now that you've released your second album, where do you feel that you've changed as a band a lot? Do you feel obviously your sound's changed? Where do you find yourselves on the scene, I guess, compared to where you were in 2013?
I think it was all very fresh for us. Well, this band's always been a bit weird because we started out playing a tremplin for the Jeune Chariot. It was our first gig and we won. So, you know, all of our first gigs were really big shows in big halls. And, you know, we'd hardly ever played together. We didn't know each other very much. So it was all a bit weird, but very interesting and a great learning curve. But now we kind of know how to play together. We know how we want to write music together. And we know what style we want too. So it's all quite straightforward and you know, we're just having so much fun writing new music and playing all these great instruments together. And so I think we have kind of found our place and our style more than we used to. But I do think the band's going to continue to evolve. You know, we're weird kind of guys that like listening to a lot of different weird music. So we can't really, you know, we're unclassifiable, I'd say. When you listen to the album, there's not one song that resembles the other, really. They're they've all got their own unique style. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Nice. I was going to ask, I mean, obviously you've just released an album, so it's a bit of an unfair question, but where next for Bumpkin Island?
We're going to organise tours, so we're looking for gigs right now. We've got a great structure that's looking for a tour, not tour manager, I don't know, I've got the right word, a label and a booker that's looking for gigs and that are doing great work for us. And I think that in kind of autumn there'll be more gigs, and then why not another EP or two, we'll see.
Well, we're absolutely loving the album. We'll continue to play it all week. And we're really looking forward to see you playing in Nantes. We might be able to come and see you in Rennes, depending on our timetable. Yeah,
please do.
That would be good.
And we're looking forward to come to Nantes too. It's going to be a great party.
Superb. Great. Well, thanks so much, Ellie. Thanks for talking to us. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
English for Everyone, the show that brings you the best of European music and cultural interviews from here in Nantes and all across the continent.